Okay, it is 6:43, and I call this public hearing to order of the Cedar Mountain Service District. We're gathering to discuss the potential for a dust fee increase. We're going to dispense with some of the formalities of our opening, as we did that in our previous meeting that was held just prior to this, and I'm going to cede the chair to Zach Haskell, who is in person at Station 1 with Paula Saxton. Brett Carter, Cheryl Snell, and Susie Polnish are all remote. So I cede the chair to Zach.
Okay. This public hearing is to hear public comment regarding the increase of the dust abatement fee. The proposed increase is from the current level of $100 to a level somewhere between $115 to $125, but not. That, those numbers are not necessarily fixed, but that's the proposal on the table. And so, do we have any public comment regarding the dust fee? You guys are good? You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You're more than welcome to, but don't have to.
Eric Johnson, Movie Ranch South. Costs are going up, you know. We get it. I listened to the previous meetings that you had sent out the email. And, you know, you're just dealing with what you're dealing with, which is unfortunate. My only thought is, it really is unfortunate that South Central comes and does their stuff after it's in front of his place, down on Cherokee, and, you know, they just made a mess of everything, so now it's just dust.
I got good news for you. South Central is paying for two loads next Thursday to respray and fix a lot of.
That's exactly what I was hoping to hear.
Got your back. I went to the construction boss and the county road department and I all went to him and said, all right, guys, last year wasn't too bad. This year, it's way worse. Duck Creek Pines, Movie Ranch, Meadowview's, you guys tore it up pretty good, so. And they said, yeah, we agree. So they're going to donate two full loads of about $15,000 worth of product.
James Anderson from the Ranch South. When they start putting the chloride down again, are they going to make the correct the roads before they put the chloride down?
For on Thursday? For this year or for next year?
For this year.
No, they won't do any more grading because it'll be... That would just amplify how much product we would need and all that kind of thing.
So,
everything was graded and then it drained in between and yeah, there's only so much they can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, I do.
No, they're not going to I don't believe that Wade has any plans to regrade it any. They're literally going to turn on. So like in Duck Creek Pines, they went down the right-hand side of Browning Road, for example. They're going to turn on their right-hand side sprayer on their spray truck and spray that strip. So.
It would be nice, because like, I know I drove past Jimmy's place, and they were on the east side, and it's rough as heck, and I think a single pass might be nice to get.
I'll mention it to Wade. If he can, he will. So he's super easy to work for.
It's the same thing on Cherokee, on the west side of Cherokee. Needs because it's really rough.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll talk to him about it. So.
They have big rocks on the street. That's, you know, you can't just spray chloride over the big rocks.
Okay.
And you can't walk down the street.
Yeah.
Turn an ankle. You got to do some grading.
Perfect. We'll check it out and see what we can talk him into. It's not our department. I don't get to tell him to. I can just ask. Thank you for the feedback, though.
Well, we used to have our own grader years ago.
Not anymore.
Where'd that go?
I don't even know. That's before
Jeffy,
my touch.
Yeah.
Anything else regarding the fee and the increase? And I mean, like you guys said, it's a direct pass through of the increase in cost of product. So, any other comment regarding that? Okay. That's everybody. Any board comments?
I can say it might be helpful for us right now to discuss a little bit the merits of like the range of what we think is appropriate, and you might be able to give us a little bit of insight on the financial side, like, you know, where do you land, and you know, what do you think we maybe should be landing to give ourselves the right amount of cushion and be able to pay potential, cost increases over the next 3 years, because we're not going to address this fee again for 3%, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the fee, based on all the averages and the price increases, the fee needs to be, you know, structured the same way when we created this 4 years ago. The fee needs to be in the $117 range. If you put a 5% cushion on that, it takes you to $123. So I would rather be able to sleep comfortably knowing it could get done and give a refund in the way of a lower fee in 3 years if we ended up with a cushion and or too big of a reserve, bigger than we wanted of a reserve, and or, to these gentlemen's point, be able to do some more in-kind work with the road department with that money so that they are more willing to run an extra pass on the grader and those kinds of things. So my personal opinion leans towards the 125 point, but I'm the one that, you know, signs the check and loses sleep if there's not enough money to pay it. So. And personally, you know, from my personal standpoint, I have two properties I pay on. That extra $50 is well worth not choking on dust all summer. So.
Yeah.
Is that a good summary?
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on it?
Are you ready for an adjournment?
I think that if somebody wants to make a motion, we're good as it can get. So.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
My second.
Okay. Motion to adjourn by Susie, seconded by Paula and or Brent. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. We'll give it 10. Thank you.
I'll see you guys in 10.
Okay.